Greetings and salutations, and welcome to episode 181 of Ref the District. I'm Nathan Perry, back in the driver's seat. Trev is back here with me, both of us out last week. You'll notice Stoner not here. He had a family emergency. We're sending all of our thoughts and love towards him and his family. So I don't want to get into the details for it because it's his business, but just if you have any good vibes you want to send towards Stoner and the Stoner family, we'd appreciate that. So episode 181 here, the gold pants return in the warm-up. JD5's best friend Brandon Ayuk continues to cause problems. One analyst says we should be trading away Jonathan Allen and the Washington football Mount Rushmore. We have given it to you to come up with the final head. We'll hear Trev's Mount Rushmore and then also find out who that fourth head is, all here on episode 181. It's good to be back, Trev. I had some family friends come into town last week, which is why I was out. It was good hanging out with them, but man, oh man, did I miss talking football, even if it is right here in the middle of Nowheresville, where we don't get to have a whole lot of stuff going on. But how about you?
Yeah, I was doing some family stuff. We had a 4th of July festival downtown, vendors, food, music. So I just did that. But I did miss talking about football too in the Nowheresville of the season right now. But it was a nice little break too to get with the fam. But hey, yeah, we're back now. So
yeah, it is such the doldrums of the NFL, but it's not the only action that you can find on Bet Online, who's your number one source for all your sports betting needs. Baseball, golf, soccer, all happening right now, as well as the top fights in UFC and MMA and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to their online casino and get on a game of blackjack or poker. Unwind with one of the over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. And of course, we encourage you, if you're taking part of any of that action, to bet responsibly as well. I love using other people's money and then not using my own money. So maybe that's something you can do as well. So I do appreciate everybody who's been in the chat. Trev, it's been blowing up over here as Locked On Law Nicole, Joseph, Doug, initiating some great conversation about our topic later on. And I have a couple of his comments starred here as well. We have those three going back here. Brian's in the house, Roger's in the house as well. We appreciate everybody. Big E here as well. We appreciate everybody who could jump on and be a part of the live conversation, because we do stream live every Wednesday at 7:30 Eastern here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And we appreciate those who jump on. And if maybe you're one of the ones that listen to us on your favorite audio platforms after we are over and we load it up there, we appreciate that as well. Wherever you are, we appreciate you. Just make sure you hit that like button, subscribe to the channel and here on YouTube, and also make sure you hit those auto downloads on your favorite podcast platform as well. I think that is the housekeeping that needs to get done. So if you're watching the replay of this, you've hopefully have skipped to this point right here, where we're actually going to get into the content for today's episode. Let's talk about what was announced, and people went pretty happy about this. This was overall, I think, a pretty happy reunion with the gold pants, and Trev, you seem to be a big fan of these as well.
I am. It's adding some more flavor to our uniforms. I already had some flavor, you know, the whole new Commander's outlook and the black uniforms and the white and the burgundy. And it's also paying homage to those who insist on having the name changed back to Redskins and live in the past. It's paying homage to that too, bringing the gold actually back more than just the numbers for burgundy and gold. I like it. But as pre-show, Nathan said, they are gold pants. And of course, we wouldn't be the Washington Commanders fan base if we didn't have something to nitpick about. So I'm going to go ahead and start that train. I like the gold pants. I'm not saying they're bad. But maybe in the future, we could add a stripe back to it or some kind of accent to go along with that gold pants idea. But I still love the look. It's great. But of course, it could be a little bit better, but I'm still grateful for them. So I just kind of be a lucky person and start the nitpicking train.
It's definitely one of those things you just kind of throw into the middle of July just to keep people happy. I don't think this was the uniform request people had, right? A lot of people wanted the stripes coming back or the old logo back. And of course, this did renew some of that discussion around the previous name and logo, which is still ongoing within the Montana Senator and all that kind of stuff. We're not here to discuss that. We're talking about a pair of gold pants. I will say that this image, if you're watching it live here with us now, that is my favorite combination for the record. The burgundy on gold is by far the best uniform combination we have, and it's great. And I love the current burgundy gold, the burgundy jerseys. I think the old ones are great too, but I like the current ones. I think that out of the jerseys, that's my favorite. The black has grown on me. And the white is just okay. I've never been a big fan of white jerseys, though, but that's also because I'm a slob, and you know I'm about to get that ketchup and mustard onto that jersey. And it doesn't – I know people tease it about being ketchup and mustard or the McDonald's fries container, but they don't match. You can't spill ketchup and mustard on your jersey and think that, oh, I'll just blend right in. It doesn't. I speak from experience.
Yeah, not even close.
So what's your favorite combination, Trev?
The all whites I'm a huge fan of.
I do think that's icy.
For a while they were like a good look uniform there. We were winning games in all whites. But those were super clean. And then the all black is, I think, just too much. The numbers are gold and the numbers on the helmet are gold, but everything else is just black. And I think we're more burgundy gold than black, but I think that's my least favorite, all black. I want to see burgundy and the gold pants, even though Yam, if you're out there listening, he tweeted me and he said, we look more and more like the Steelers. Maybe, but we'd have some key giveaways that we're Washington Commanders.
If we can just start winning games like the Steelers, I don't think it'd be a problem. I don't think it'd be a problem at all.
But I'm going to have to go back with you. It's the burgundy top and the gold bottom. That's all the greats played in that. All the best memories we've had as a Washington football fan happened in the burgundy and gold. The Chris Cooley's, the Reed, the tight end, Alfred Morris. You just keep going and going and going. So burgundy and gold, I like that's probably my favorite too.
Big E here calling for the black top, gold visor, gold pants, black and gold socks. Call it the Murder Inc. For the defense when they wear it.
See, that'd be cool. More colors with the black, not just solid black.
Yeah. I don't mind. The all white is pretty crispy. I do like that. That's fairly sharp. The all black, I really actually only want to see either the all white or the all black. If it's a whiteout game, call it a whiteout game. Or a blackout game and call it a blackout game and encourage fans. I wish more and more teams, and I get that NBA is different from NFL. The stadiums are so much larger, but I love that. If you watch NBA playoffs, how about those Oklahoma City Thunder? Okay.
Yeah.
Every game they had a shirt there for the viewers to watch, the people who bought seats. Got a t-shirt that went with it, and it just looks so good when everybody's in that same color scheme. It's fantastic.
It really does. I mean, even they do it in college, so why can't we just go ahead and make that a thing in the NFL?
Something.
I mean, we probably could, but everybody else's fans invade our stadium, so if we did a blackout, it'd be like a quarter of the stadium all black and the rest Giants fans, Eagles fans.
Could you imagine FedEx Field and somebody's going to go around to just take all the t-shirts, right? That's what's going to happen is somebody's just going to be pulling all the shirts and you're going to come to your seat and be like, what? It is what it is. I think the stripes, I agree with someone who said that they've gone out of style. I don't think that's what people are wanting. And that's not where teams are moving to because it's not, you know, that's an old school look. That's not the new school look. I you know, people talking about whether or not, you know, they'd cheer for, you know, them wearing tutus or polka dots. I agree. I'm not really as they kept the color scheme. I thought that was a big deal. Right. Burgundy and gold is like the big deal. The jersey looks, I follow a lot of European soccer. They have different kits every year. Like and some of them go hard, and some of them are awesome. And then some of them you're just like, yeah, I don't have to buy one this year because they don't.
Like the lime greens and
we're good. Pinks, yeah. We're good. I don't need to look like I'm hailing in a 747 on the tarmac. You know, it's not what it is here. But, I do appreciate those. You have baseball who had they change up some of their uniforms. You have the City Connect from the NBA. Locked on law here. You want cherry blossom football uniforms?
That would be dope.
I'm just saying it would be kind of awesome having these one-offs that would be kind of that do connect to DC or connect to the history, you know, a little bit. I think that stuff would actually look really good. And I do think the cherry blossom Nationals gear, fantastic. I can't believe they weren't going to continue that. That one looked awesome. But I tell you what, we've talked about 10 minutes worth of gold pants. And I think that was about as 10 minutes as I can get, because I agree with those people who said, this is not really football, right? This isn't something, but it was something that was big, and I think a lot of fans are excited about it. And it will be, I think it'll be nice to see this back in and that connection, a further connection back to our past. I'll tell you what, stick around with us. We are going to be talking football and friendships coming up here in